This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, and on Monday he urged for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Saudi Arabia, Blinken said Gaza's humanitarian situation is a catastrophe, and the best way to ease it is to reach an elusive deal to stop the fighting.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous. On the part of Israel.
And he hopes Hamas makes the right call.
They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Even without a deal, Blinken says improving conditions in Gaza is vital, while Israel has allowed more aid in.
It's not enough.
And he'll use this trip, his seventh to the region since the war started, to press Israeli leaders to boost the flow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said on Monday the Gaza conflict won't end until all the Israeli hostages are released.
It does seem to me there is now, you know, let's be frank, a pretty generous offer of a, you know, sustained 40-day ceasefire, the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners.
Cameron speaking at a World Economic Forum special meeting in Riyadh. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed at least 22 people, including 6 women and 5 children. One of the children killed in the strikes overnight into Monday was just 5 days old. Israel has regularly carried out airstrikes on Rafah since the start of the war and has threatened to send in ground troops, saying it's the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza. This is VOA News. Police have said at least 42 people have died in central Kenya after a dam burst, bringing the death toll in heavy rains and flooding since last month to over 140. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Government figures show that more than 185,000 have been displaced. Dozens more have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced by intense downpours in other East African countries, including Tanzania and Burundi. The floods have also caused widespread damage to infrastructure such as roads and bridges. A Kenyan government spokesperson said hydroelectric dams were filled to capacity, which could lead to a massive overflow downstream. On Monday, the Education Ministry postponed the start of a new school term by a week.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Kenya's Interior Ministry says 5 people have been killed in a bomb attack in the remote north of the country near the border with Somalia. 5 other people were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Somalia-based Al-Shabaab militants affiliated with Al-Qaeda have carried out other attacks in the area. The extremist group has threatened Kenyan forces over their years-long deployment to Somalia as part of multinational efforts to stabilize the Horn of Africa nation following more than 3 decades of conflict. South Korea's president talked to the opposition about cooperation after his party was routed in elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
South Korea's conservative president, Yoon Suk-yeol, has met with liberal opposition leader Lee Jae-myung for talks on how to revive bipartisan cooperation. Their meeting comes after Yoon's ruling party recently suffered a massive defeat in elections. Lee asked Yoon to accept special investigations into the death of a Marine last year and a special bill for the 2022 Itaewon crowd crush. Yoon had proposed the meeting as he faces growing calls to cooperate with Lee's Democratic Party, whose win in the April 10 elections allows it to extend its control of the single-chamber National Assembly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ecuador filed a complaint on Monday at the top UN court over what it called Mexico's illegal decision to grant political asylum to a former Ecuadorian vice president, which led to Ecuador's highly criticized raid on the Mexican embassy earlier this month. The Ecuadorian complaint at the International Court of Justice in the Netherlands intensifies a high-profile diplomatic quarrel with Mexico, which has filed its own complaint with the panel, alleging the unusual raid was illegal. I'm Joe Ramsey.